You're listening to New Technia. NI.I. Could warn hospitals about kidney injury before the damage becomes obvious. A new multicenter AI framework analyses changing hospital data to predict acute kidney injury and explain which signals shaped its warning. The research could support earlier intervention, but retrospective prediction is not proof that alerts will improve patient outcomes in real clinical practice. Acute kidney injury can begin while a patient is already being treated for something else, and the clearest laboratory sign may rise only after damage has started. A new multicenter study asks whether artificial intelligence can recognize the warning pattern earlier and show clinicians why it raised the alarm. The 30-second summary. What happened? Researchers developed a large language model framework that follows changing hospital data to predict acute kidney injury and attribute risk to understandable clinical factors. Why does it matter? An earlier warning could give care teams more time to review medicines, fluid balance, blood pressure, and other preventable stresses on the kidneys. What is the catch? The study evaluates prediction, not whether using the alerts improves outcomes. Prospective testing inside real clinical workflows is still required. Key fact. The system is designed to explain which changing clinical signals contributed to a warning, rather than returning only an unexplained risk score. Why kidney injury is difficult to catch early? Acute kidney injury, usually shortened to AKI, is a rapid decline in kidney function that can develop during serious illness, surgery, infection, or treatment with kidney-stressing medicines. It is commonly detected through changes in serum creatinine and urine output, but creatinine can lag behind the biological injury. That delay creates a narrow opportunity. If clinicians can identify risk before the conventional threshold is crossed, they may be able to review nephrotoxic drugs, correct dehydration or low blood pressure, adjust medication doses, and investigate the cause sooner. None of those actions is universally appropriate, which is why an alert must support clinical judgment rather than replace it. What the new AI framework does. The study, published in Nature Communications on July 27, 2026, introduces a multi-center framework for real-time AKI prediction and explainable risk attribution. Instead of treating one laboratory result as a snapshot, the model examines how information changes over time. The large language model description should not be confused with a general chatbot diagnosing patients through conversation. Here, the architecture is applied to structured clinical sequences and risk prediction. Its useful promise is the ability to connect a warning with the factors that influenced it, giving clinicians something they can inspect rather than a mysterious probability. This emphasis on explanation addresses a practical barrier in medical AI. A high-risk label is difficult to act on if a doctor cannot tell whether it reflects worsening laboratory values, medication exposure, unstable circulation, or an irrelevant correlation. An attribution layer can help a care team decide whether the warning is clinically plausible and what should be reviewed. Prediction is only half of the problem. Previous multi-center research shows that time series models can identify patterns associated with AKI across hospital records. A six-hospital South Korean study, for example, analyzed tens of thousands of patients exposed to potentially kidney-damaging medicines and found that interpretable temporal models could identify changing risk signals. But a model can predict well and still fail to improve care. A 2026 randomized trial tested an early nephrology consultation triggered by a machine learning AKI risk score. It found no significant improvement in kidney outcomes compared with usual care. Only 48% of consultation recommendations were fully followed, illustrating that the chain between an alert and a better outcome includes people, priorities, and workflow. Too many alerts can also create alarm fatigue. If a system repeatedly flags patients who would never develop meaningful injury, clinicians may stop trusting it. Conversely, a highly selective model may miss cases where intervention would have helped. Hospitals therefore need measures beyond headline accuracy, including false alert burden, lead time, calibration across patient groups, and whether teams can act safely on the information. Before we overstate the result, the newly published work establishes a prediction framework, not a proven treatment or autonomous diagnostic system. Retrospective performance can decline when a model encounters different hospitals, documentation habits, patient populations, or changing clinical practice. Risk attribution can make a prediction easier to inspect, but it does not prove that the model has identified the biological cause of kidney injury. Prospective trials must test whether alerts lead to appropriate action without excessive false alarms, unnecessary tests, or harmful treatment changes. What happens next? The decisive test is deployment under supervision. Researchers in hospitals will need to evaluate the model prospectively, measure how far in advance useful warnings arrive, and compare patient outcomes with those under existing care. Performance should also be audited across ages, diseases, and institutions to detect uneven error rates. A practical system would need to present a short explanation inside the electronic health record, identify the most relevant change, and recommend a review rather than issue an unqualified diagnosis. It should also track whether clinicians acknowledged the alert and whether the resulting action helped. The takeaway: the important advance is not simply that another AI can calculate a hospital risk score. It is the attempt to combine early prediction with an explanation clinicians can challenge. That could make medical AI more usable, but the real breakthrough will come only if a prospective trial shows that the warning changes care and protects patients. Sources and citations: Nature Communications, Large Language Model-Driven Multicenter Prediction and Explainable Risk Attribution of Acute Kidney Injury. Nature, Kidney Diseases Research Collection. JMIR Medical Informatics, Multicenter Time Series AI Model for Acute Kidney Injury Detection. JAMA Network Open, Early Nephrology Consultation and Acute Kidney Injury in Hospitalized Patients. Read the full article at newtacnia.com.